know I was gonna win. 9 times out of 10, I was gonna get a win. 9 times out of 10, I'ma come and get revenge. 9 times out of 10, I'll probably sin again. Watch you do that lens. Keep it effing in. It's extended with a hit.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Always One Podcast, episode 2. We are here with my guys.
We're back.
Yes. For the second time.
Yes. Consistency, you like that, right?
For those who said we wouldn't be consistent.
Yeah, man. You gotta prove everybody wrong, man.
I mean, here we are indeed.
How are you guys doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't really complain, you know. Back with the guys, feels good to be podcasting again.
Yeah.
We do have a lot to catch you guys up on
a lot.
Recent selections of picks.
Free
but
money.
I think we should start off a positive note. Because our first episode, we gave out 3 winners.
Hey, a clean sweep. Bring out the brooms.
Hey, man.
Bring out the brooms. Would you look at that, eh?
Hey, man.
Hey. Congratulations.
Look at us.
We just gotta keep it going, eh?
Prove
it's not beginner's luck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta keep it going.
Yeah.
That is very, very true. But yes, we did give out some correct picks. Hopefully some of you guys rode the wave and were the always one winner, right? So what was the picks that we gave out?
We had
an EPL winner.
I gave out the threesome, the Chelsea, Everton, and Poole.
Yes.
For plus $225.
Yes, the Chelsea, Everton, and Poole. But if you could always just go back to episode 1, you would hear that winner live. And I gave out myself, Lynch. Yeah, I bet Lynch. I gave out United to win and Bruno Fernandes to score. And what was the result of that?
625.
A hat trick. Hey, man, I told you. Just gotta listen.
Just gotta listen
to us. There's winnings in your future.
There definitely is.
There definitely is.
That's what I'm trying to
say. That's a great line.
There definitely is.
Hey, man.
Hey, that should be the.
Hey, man. Maybe 9 times out of 10, though.
Nine times out of ten, too.
Yep.
If you didn't know, that was Gunna, Young Wanna, and Taurus. 9 times out of 10 on our intro. Go search that up. Yeah. But also, I think we should get into... What should we get into to start the podcast?
We can recap our stories, too. We put some winners on the stories, too, man.
We put some... Because we skipped a week, no? We didn't get to record next week.
Yeah,
last week.
We took some time.
Yeah.
So
we can recap our last week, right? We had some winnings this week as well.
We did have some. Follow our page, Instagram, at Always One Podcast. We are posting daily picks when we can. Yeah.
Or trying.
We're trying.
Three out of four times you'll see us.
But what you'll see is we get close. There's always one that just, you know, gets
slips
away.
Slips away.
Unfortunately. But, hey, you don't have to take all our picks. You got to take some of them. And, hey, maybe you take 3 out of 4. We took 5. Those 3 could be correct.
Yeah.
And make you some money.
Hey, man.
And cash in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cha-ching. All right, but...
Look at you, eh? That's a nice little...
Hey, man, I got the soundboard for episode 2. I'm not playing around, man. Got the air horn.
Hi, Joe Budden.
What's his name? Y'all even know. Is it Coach Lynch? Yeah,
Coach,
Bet Lynch.
Yeah,
DJ Lynch.
Yeah, Bet underscore Lynch. DJ Lynch. Coach Lynch.
Too many alter egos out here.
A master of none, but tricks of many.
Dear God.
This guy doesn't even know it.
I don't know. How's it go?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Master of none. Hey, man. I'm a betting podcaster. What do you want from me? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
at the end of the day, I just try to do my best as a host.
As we all do.
This Always One podcast.
Look at Minshew about to get crunched. Oh, Lord.
Did you guys get a chance to watch The Malice in the Palace?
Yes.
The documentary. I had a busy week, to be honest, so I never got to watch that.
Did you? How old were you when we... Detroit, like 2000 and...
I remember vividly.
I remember vividly. I didn't watch it live, I'll say that, but of course it was all over every news, sports news network.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At the time, right?
2004.
2004. So I'm like to think grade 5?
Yeah, grade 5. Grade 6. Wow. That was a funny thing.
We're aging ourselves.
I wasn't even here.
That is crazy. You weren't even here. But yeah. Do you have any... I thought it was interesting. Because I don't remember that... I knew the Pacers were decent.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost forgot that Reggie Miller was on that team.
I was just going to say, I forgot Reggie played until 2004. Reggie was
there. At that time. I thought... I didn't know he wasn't retired at that time, but he retired after that season, right?
Yeah, he just said he had enough.
But he was injured. That's why.
He was injured because.
Yeah. I'm watching the documentary and I'm like, where's Reggie? Like, and I'm like, oh, now that makes sense. He was hurt.
He almost
that
got
game.
Crunched, actually.
And yeah, and the security guard almost like.
Messiah.
Tried to like Messiah. Yeah, it was like a Messiah situation. Trying to push him away like you didn't know it was Reggie Miller.
How do you not know Reggie Miller, though, from the Pacers?
Yeah, legit. It doesn't really make sense how that happened.
Not a shot at Messiah. Like, I could see why people don't know Messiah because he's not a face.
Mm-hmm.
But Reggie Miller is a face of the game.
Yeah. It was him going up against
you. You know those ears. Man.
Yeah, you know those ears.
You know those ears. You know who that is.
Yeah, Cheryl Miller. He has a unique look. We know who that is.
You know who that is.
You know who that is.
But yeah, outside of that, like, it was unfortunate because... Looking at that Pacers team, so they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals to Detroit the year before.
The year before, that's right.
And they were a very good team. Like, they, if they didn't get into that altercation, they could have been first in the East going into playoffs and possibly winning, right?
Yeah.
So it really shows you, like, that one, like, mole in the team, which was, like, Ron Artest at the time, could really... Like, hamper, like, you know, your bets.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you had a bet, a future bet with Pacers.
That would be sick.
And then that happens, a fan. Or you're like, yeah, like, what's going on?
No. 30 game suspension, 40 game suspension.
Right.
Dust,
Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah, like, Jermaine O'Neal, like...
Everything's dust.
Jermaine O'Neal, like, he was, like, almost, like...
I'm surprised...
Who could we compare Jermaine O'Neal to now?
If he, like... Coming into that era, he could be the Anthony Davis, if you look at it.
Possibly, because he had a jumper.
He had a jumper. He was athletic. He was a center that was revolving around the team.
He had defense
and he was
as well.
Big.
Yeah.
Compared to the big men back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was
Anthony
Davis,
DeMarcus Cousins-ish.
Yeah.
Zish,
yeah. Like, he could shoot. Like,
he was athletic.
I know he had a three ball, but the three ball wasn't what it is today.
No. They wouldn't let like, if he wanted to shoot three balls, they would laugh at him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? They
but
would want him to go inside, and it was more of bully ball.
Bully ball.
But I do miss that, man. Like, watching that older game, it was physical, hard fouls.
It's a different ball. It's a different ball game than this thing.
Bro,
different
you see people spike balls and get technicals for now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
It's so stupid.
And
then, I think it's across more sports now other than hockey, really, if you think about it. Like, people...
When physicality's one down?
Huh?
Yeah, every sport
can be like, emotional.
Say the same for soccer, I feel.
Well, soccer, we can get to it later, but yeah.
There's a lot of calls that you see that get calls
players, red. Like, players have emotions, they're human beings.
And back then.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I was also, have you heard that the referees in the EPL this year, they're trying to not call those like ticky-tack fouls? They're trying to let them play more and make it a bit more aggressive and more so... In
bring
essence
back,
of diving, right?
Bring back that English football.
Yeah, exactly.
That's them from the Euro Cup final?
Possibly, because watching the Euros, like, it was a bit more physical. They did let a lot of things go, and they weren't really calling everything, right? So, and it was a good brand of soccer, the Euros,
I would
say.
It was.
Yeah, actually, when I think about it going back, I could only picture one foul. That, to me, was like, okay, this is not a thing. Or at least... One event where they gave a red card and it wasn't a red card, the Switzerland versus Spain game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think they played well. They let them play.
Yeah, there wasn't that many PKs.
They weren't throwing out cards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the refs did well for the most part, but the England refs suck, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, but just to get back to the Malice in the Palace so we don't just like get off track.
Tangent, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how there could be like one, like, person on your team, and yes, Ron Artest was great at the time. Like, what he what he could do for your team.
He was the Marcus Smart of the team.
Yeah, exactly. He's your bruiser, you know? You know, he's like that physical presence that could help you really take your team to a different level, or just he's the guy you want on your team, but you don't want to play against.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The best way to describe it.
Yeah. He's the glue in the locker room.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that it came down to legit the man, I forget his name, on the Pacers telling him to, yo, Ron, you could take the foul now.
That's what he said. He said, Ron,
take the foul now. And then it ended up being a hard foul. And since they have a rivalry from losing to Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals, it just led to the fight, which was crazy.
Because even Jackson said he was guarding Ben Wallace before even he could get back.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. He's seen it coming.
Yeah. But then to the extent of like it blowing up and escalating, like it's crazy with these fans, right? And it hasn't changed much, right? As we can see from Trae Young when he got spit on.
Yeah. I think the only difference is now is that I think the players are more calm.
Yeah.
Because if you have someone with a personality like Ron Artest,
mm-hmm.
like someone who's going to wild out like that, it's just one little thing, you know what I mean? Like if Westbrook had that type of personality too, when someone says they're going to snap.
Yeah.
But I also think the players are more calm because the social media police is out here. Like they will find people. Is that
the canceled culture?
Yeah, the canceled culture. They will find people that they know have done the wrong. And I think we've moved as a society where we know, like, that stuff is just wrong. Like, they're humans at the end of the day.
Yeah. You're right. I feel like nowadays, like, they'd rather run to Twitter and tweet about it or something like that. Or the difference in today is, like, NBA players are, like, much more the face of the NBA. Like, I feel like it's a league that is really ran by the players.
I'd agree, yeah.
And, like, the money speaks for that. Like, look how much money they're making today, right? So, like, their brand is so much more important than the NBA, per se. That, like, for them to ever do that to that extent, like, I just almost see it happening.
Even going off what Raz was saying, I think we're at a day and age that if someone in the NBA were to do that today, there's no coming back. Mm-hmm. I think your career is actually going to be done. Less like Jack's and all, they thought their career was going
to
be done.
Yeah, they went like back to their championships.
Yeah, like your career is going to be done if that happens to you.
Yeah.
So.
Not
only your career, your sponsorships, your everything's endorsements, gone, right? Your agent, everything you used to feed
your family, it's done. It's dust.
Yeah, I definitely back then, they were built from a different cloth. You could tell. Like,
you get a little amount of things.
Steven Jackson, like, those guys were dumb.
What took me out was when Ron said, we're going to get in trouble for this. I see that clip, and I was weak. The reaction of
Nick. I would want to be a fly on the wall in that room that day.
Oh, that change room? Yeah, that locker room? Yeah.
It was almost like nothing happened, but it was like the craziest thing just happened. Like,
something I've never seen before in sports.
Like, I couldn't imagine if I had a bet on that game and I was just watching it live. Man, this is insanity. Right? But hey, it'll be thrilling. Yeah. You know what I mean? But,
Betting, like you said, your future bets, Pacers to win the conference or the division.
Anybody who took the under that game was probably happy. Anybody who took unders that day was
gonna
happy.
Imagine you look at your bet and just said void. And you're like, but I took the under.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if the guy who threw the beer or the water, whatever he threw, lost the bet? Whatever, it was as simple as that.
Yeah.
Well, this was the last leg.
You always friends with Ron Artest now?
Yeah.
I would assume so. Because
people be like that. Yeah. People be selfish like that.
Jackson isn't. He still tells Artest like that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
It cost him millions of dollars.
Well, you got to look at what Ron Artest switched to Meta World Peace. So he was all into world peace, mindfulness, tying up loose ends and stuff like that.
And
so,
going back to like that back in the day, I don't think people really knew how to deal with, like, I don't want to say he has a personality disorder, but he definitely wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew.
Well, we see you with mental health now.
Yeah, mental health. Like, that's a big topic.
They would have been big now if you first played now.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, the last thing I would want to say about that is it's crazy that Jermaine O'Neal out of that group. Well, Jermaine O'Neal and Reggie Miller, unfortunately. Well, Reggie Miller was at the tail end of his career, but. So he retired after that season. And it's unfortunate that because of that, he missed out on possibly getting a championship in that last season. But it's crazy how, like, Steven Jackson went off to the Spurs and won a championship. Ron Artest went to the Lakers, won their championship. And then Jermaine O'Neal went all sad.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to be, he was the star from that team, really and truly. Reggie and Jermaine O'Neal. And then that really just, like, killed his team. Remember when Jermaine O'Neal was on the Raptors?
Yeah.
He was a bum.
Nobody knew him.
Right? So, that's crazy. But to move on to from that Malice in the Palace, did you guys see the Malice in the Palais?
Oh, I definitely did see that.
In Marseille? Was it in Marseille?
Mm-hmm. No, they were playing in Nice, I believe.
They were playing in Nice?
They were playing in Nice, I believe.
Let me find out. That was crazy, too, right? Like, Payet just had it. Like, you know what I mean? Was it a goal kick or a corner? And he corner. Was in the corner.
It was a corner.
And they were just throwing stuff at him and he chucked it back.
No. From what I heard, they were doing it, that section of ultras, they were doing it all game.
Yeah.
So I guess that was that point, I guess, at the 70th minute where they actually hit Payet in the back.
Yeah.
And I seen pictures. He had a nice little scar on his back too.
That's crazy, but like we were speaking about earlier, right off mic, like soccer, it's just that's how it is. These rivalries
in Europe, yeah.
These stadiums, like it's a big thing. Some stadiums have to be barricaded and block off the rivalry, the away and the home fans, right?
Because especially with soccer in Europe, like you have the casual fan that may go to the game.
Yeah.
Then you have like the diehard fan that goes to every game, travel. And then you have like the ultras, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The guys who have their bands, the guys who have their, you know what I mean? Yeah. Those little gangs of pockets that just cause trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
That literally just cause trouble. Like, go to games, they cause trouble. Go away and they cause trouble.
The club babies that grew up with the club.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And don't you feel like, I feel like soccer rivalries are probably
dangerous.
The most, like, passionate rivalries.
Yeah.
From all sports.
It's crazy.
Right?
It is.
It's crazy.
I know football's pretty big.
Only in the States, though.
Only in the States, though. Yeah. Like you're looking at soccer worldwide, there's rivalries that are just, like no other. Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
El Clasico is just, like, you know, or North London Derby is, like none other.
None other.
Yeah, even, there's a story about Matt Damon, because I guess Matt Damon's wife is from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
So he heard that, I guess, the Boca versus Rive is one of the craziest rivalries that he wants. Oh, he wanted to take his kids and wife. And I guess they were talking to, I think, her stepdad. And he's like, oh, no, like, no wife, no kids. Like, you can't. Like,
yeah.
It's just us. And he just seen, like, how crazy it is, how different it is. Like, it's,
probably shooting up fireworks.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah, fireworks, smoke, everything.
Yeah.
After the game.
Yeah.
Man, just trying to fight. You have to wait because if you buck into, like, the rival fan, it could turn into something, like, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and you definitely don't want to get caught up with six different jerseys that you don't know are on your end.
Exactly.
It's scary. It is scary.
It's scary, but yeah, no.
But
man,
that's the culture.
They have to do something about it, though. They have to do something
in terms of
protect the players.
Let's go. And what do you think they could do, though? Like,
in terms of stuff like what they should be doing with racism, man. Has to lifetime bans have to start being handed out.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime. I don't want no 2-year, 3-year ban. Lifetime ban.
Can't
never come
to
a stadium.
For
no
them
stadium.
To catch. Them or you get the cameras.
Nah, they have enough cameras everywhere. They have CCTV everywhere.
CCTV footage, yeah.
They have it everywhere. Nice. They could catch you in that stadium doing anything.
Yeah, you're right. I think that definitely has to be, even though it's part of the culture, like.
Yeah, it's gonna take a long time.
It is. Like, the same thing with the NBA. Like, I feel like the NBA has come a long way.
It has come a long way because it's.
But you still see last playoffs, like trays getting spit on, throwing popcorn on Westbrook. Mm. Like, in Utah, it's crazy. Like, they're still getting...
They be wild.
They're just wild.
They got to throw Utah in the garbage. They be wild over there.
Right, exactly. So...
Let me see my guy going doozy, bro, in the thick of it. Man, I need that guy back at Arsenal. Yeah. Need that heart. I love that kid. That kid's a psycho.
Is he balling in... where is he?
He's in Marseille.
Marseille, eh?
I haven't watched any games, but...
That was an unfortunate loss for Arsenal.
I think so. He just has a terrible attitude, but I kind of like it. I feel like you need a player like that. Be someone that shows that they care. But
From that I guess we should have actually went from basketball to the Draymond and Durant interview.
Yeah.
Public son.
But I wanted to do the Malice in the Palais.
Yeah, just a little play on words. No, that makes sense.
It's still a good segue.
Yeah, it works. All right, well, we can go into the Draymond and Durant interview. But don't worry, listeners. We will get into betting very soon. We just need to catch up and talk sports.
It's a betting and sports podcast. At the end of the day, we bet. We bet on sports.
Yeah.
So we have to talk. Like, we have to know what's going on in the sports world in order for us to give you these amazing picks.
Exactly.
Can't give up clean sweeps if you don't know the story.
We can't just give you guys money and then just leave like that.
I know,
we gotta get our shit off,
man. Hey, you gotta listen to us, you know, and be part of the community.
Where we share your pains and our gains.
There you go.
Vice versa.
That's the slogan. But what I really wanted to do, I wanted to make the runner test and Draymond comparison.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's different, though, because, like, Draymond is, like, discount. No, I lied. Ron Artest or Draymond? Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have... Oh, sorry.
On, like, my team?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Ron Artest.
I would take Draymond.
Draymond, eh?
Yeah.
I guess it really depends on what you need, right?
Yeah.
Ron Artest could score the balls. Like, I think, end of the day, like, I'm pretty sure with Reggie Miller, I'm pretty sure Ron Artest was the top point scorer that game. He had, like, 25 or something stupid like that. But the other day, like, even back then, like, Ron Artest was nice.
Yeah, he was.
Nice.
And he did.
Great defender, too.
Yeah, great defender.
Great rebounder. Probably not as good as a facilitator as Draymond, but depends on what you need in your team, I guess.
The thing is like, Ron Artest had to go play with Kobe to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Draymond was on the Warriors already, and they built their championship with Klay and Steph. So it's, I don't think Draymond could be as efficient outside of the Warriors team as Ron Artest
could be
when he was on the Pacers,
exactly. That's what
on
I'm
the
saying.
Bulls, or wherever he was in the NBA.
Yeah, Ron Artest, you're saying, is a plug and play anywhere type of person.
Yeah.
Whereas Draymond is a scheme. If it's not drawn by Kerr, he's not.
Well, I don't know yet, because Draymond does have accolades. Like, did he win Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
Or close to it? He won Defensive Player of the Year once.
Yeah.
He has his championships.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't say he can't play it anywhere else because he hasn't played anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't even really like those arguments because it's hypothetical.
Yeah, it's hypothetical,
right?
Yeah.
So it's.
Could
it's
be,
tough.
Should be, would
it
be.
Could be,
like,
yeah.
Nonsense.
Can't argue it. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you just got to argue with what you have. So going off what I've seen, I would rather have Draymond on my team over Artest.
In terms of the comparison, I think they're, if you look at them, I think they're just both those players that you would love to play with but hate to play against.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So then let's change it from the basketball sense, right? We all saw the Durant interview when they sat down. I think it's Draymond's podcast.
Chips,
called Chips. And we saw that Draymond was, like, the reason, I believe, that Draymond was the reason KD left.
Oh, 1,000%.
During the conversation.
There's an argument, though.
1,000%.
During the conversation between Durant and Draymond, when they were sitting down talking, it was like, Durant mentioned why, his reasoning of leaving and why he felt discomfort throughout the league. Or throughout the season, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because the whole situation with Draymond wasn't handled properly. Right? And KD wanted Steve Kerr, the team, per se, to make it more of a thing. They wanted, in the interview they mentioned, they wanted it to be like Pippen.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Pippen was...
He didn't play
of the game. Mm-hmm. He won the ball and then involved in the play. They gave it to Kerr.
Yeah.
Right?
Kukoc.
Oh, Kukoc, sorry. They gave it to Kukoc, and Pippen, how he reacted, like, the team didn't like that at all. Right? Mm-hmm. But how they handled it, they went into the change room, players on the team said, yo, that was fucked up. Ray Tay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That didn't happen in this Durant and Draymond situation because Draymond wasn't having it at all, right? So when Draymond's giving his reasoning, it was because the front office approached him, Steve Kerr approached him, and said, what you did wasn't right, you need to go apologize to KD, blah, 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 blah. And Draymond was like, no, I'm not doing that. If I'm going to apologize, it could be on my own terms. But it's the same thing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you have to do it. You have to apologize. Just because someone told you to do something, doesn't mean you don't have the ego trip. Yeah, you can't have the ego. Yeah. And that's what it came down to. Kevin Durant has his ego, right? He was hell-bent on that one situation the whole season, right? And Draymond probably apologized, but like it probably came...
At that point, it's like...
After the fact, when it should have been handled in the moment and not lingered throughout the whole season. And Steve Kerr swept it under the rug, the team swept it under the rug, and they just went about playing. And that was Durant's whole gripe. But like, within the interview, it was like, they walked around the point.
A lot of tap dancing.
A lot of tap dancing, and I'm just like, what was the point of that? Because we've heard Durant's rationale, and we've heard Draymond's here and there. So I guess, like Rob was saying, the publicity aspect of it. Yeah. It's a new podcast. Everyone wants to hear that conversation between Durant and Draymond one-on-one. But even though the conversation was like that one-on-one, they didn't like address it properly.
I thought they were going to do it like how Shaq and Kobe did. Happy birthday, Kobe, and Magic did. But yeah, actually getting down to the issues of everything that happened and talking about the stuff that happened, right? But,
Man. It goes back to, like, what we said earlier. They rather go on Twitter nowadays rather than talk about anything else, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see how the Pippen situation, everybody confronted him. Yeah, what he did was fucked up. But in today's day and age. Yeah, day and age. I don't think they were ready to confront the situation head on.
I guess it's not built like that anymore, or just like they don't want to put up the confrontation. You saw the awkwardness in their conversation. That's the thing. That's what stood out for me. Like it was very awkward because they were tiptoeing, and then they got out of that Warriors conversation quick and talked about the future and different things, right? So I don't know, and it was like a 24-minute interview.
It was a quick snippet.
Yeah. So again, at the end of the day, it was a publicity thing just to promote the podcast. And what better conversation than Durant and Draymond, even though it's 3-4 years old?
Yeah.
You know, it's not even really relevant, really and truly. Like, they tried to do the Shaq Kobe thing, but that didn't really do it. Oh, but happy birthday to Kobe. Oh,
happy birthday to Kobe,
Wow. Cold, man. Rest in peace. So maybe rest in 40, peace.
Rest in peace, yeah.
I'm not really sure, but I've seen it all over Instagram. Rest in peace, Kobe. Wow, I'm happy that lined up.
Yeah, that lined up. Yeah.
I should have known, right? Right in the...
In the back.
In the back, yes. Yeah. Kobe Bryant, the Mamba Mentality book. Yeah. Nice. But I guess we've just talked about what's going on in media and stuff like that, and we had time to catch up. But I think that was a nice catch.
My bad. Damn.
Monday Night Football, if you guys are just wondering.
Yeah, we have Monday Night Football on in the background. Of course, my Saints are facing the Jags, and we are handily taking care of them. And I like to see that. Saints defense is looking good, but they just gave up a touchdown. So it is what it is. But yeah, I think we've spoke enough just sports and culture and media. I think we should get back into betting and
money.
I'm about to edit that. But I think we should go into this new segment that we're gonna start. I like to call it The One That Got Away.
man. I feel this in the soul, dude.
I'm gonna close my eyes and fall asleep.
Yes. So the one that got away from me was I had a bet builder. You know the bet builders.
Yes, sir. Give you 12 choices instead of 6. No, kind of nuts.
Right. I had a bet builder. PSG to win. PSG to have the first goal. Mbappe, goal, anytime. They all hit. But one thing that didn't hit, that I was trying to learn, I made a three-way handicap bet. -2 for PSG. Mm. I thought PSG just had to win by 2 or more. Yeah, I thought, you know.
Yeah.
The game started off 2-0. Things were looking good, right? And then tragedy. 2-1. Shook it. Myself. I shook one. Watching PSG blow up this ticket. But then, the thrill. It's always a thrill when you're betting, right?
Always.
It's always it.
And there's always a thrill when betting a bet builder. So.
Especially when you have 3 check marks.
Especially when you have 3 check marks and you're just waiting for that last one. So what happened was, they scored again. So again, 3-1. So I'm like, I'm good. And then, of course, Brest scores again. Make it 3-2. At this time, I'm like, I knew there was going to be always one. And unfortunately, it was the one. Because as I thought, PSG covered by scoring another goal in 90th minute to make it 4-2. I found out that PSG had to win by 3.
So the negative two, so the -2 really meant you had to win by 3 or more.
Yes. That was a painful one. But yes.
So you thought money was in the pocket, but really it was lost.
So PSG, I thought it was in the bag, and it fell out the bag. There's always one that falls out the bag. And then my other one that I would like to share is City Pool draw or Chelsea win and PSG to win. And the always one there, that one that got away, Borussia Dortmund. Pain.
that one hurt me too.
Pain.
That one hurt me too.
Man, oh man. Oh. And Manny Pacquiao, stop fighting, please.
Don't do that, man. That's a funny part of the Philippines, though. But no, he got me too, though.
That's
real. He got me too, though. Yeah.
Shout out my Filipinos.
I had Jared.
Cody on next.
Jared winning his UFC fight. As well as I had Alexandre Montoya winning his. As well as Parker Porter. Finally, had Manny Pacquiao, 42 years old.
The guarantee.
Oh, buddy, round 5. You should have seen me. I'm air fighting. He's up. He's up. I'm in my house, you know? Holy fun in air. Like a boys in the hood. And then, 7th round comes. 8th round comes. He just starts taking a beating.
He got dropped, didn't he?
No, he didn't get dropped, but.
I swear he couldn't.
He couldn't deal with Uga's length and Uga's reach. Pause. That jab, yeah, that's pause. Wow.
That's a tech.
Please. Wow. Oh my God, that's a red card. Please edit this. What is this? What time mark is this? 34 minutes? Please? Edit out. Who's taking down time?
I'm putting it in the timestamps.
But yeah, man, he couldn't deal with the reach and the jab. The jab was killing him. That double jab, and then lost unanimous decision. But that's what you get for choosing a 42-year-old fighter.
That is what you get. Raz, what is the one that got away for you?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Cut the music.
Do we have a winner?
We say always.
Do we have a winner?
But yes. Double entendre on always won. But this is always WON.
Ooh. The always won.
Ooh, I got one of those. That's what we're doing.
Oh, I like that. Switching up the vibes. I like that.
I didn't have the one that got away this week. Luckily, I only made one bet.
Yes.
And I dropped it on the gram if you follow us.
Yes. Please follow us on the gram for free picks because we are giving out always one. Yes. WON winners.
Yes. So if you follow the page and you took the picks, even if you took 3 out of the 5, you won.
4 out of the 5.
You won.
1 out of the 5.
You won. Bottom line is, if you were on the page and you took the picks, you won. So winner. I did the 5 picks for baseball. The Rays, Braves, Yankees money line, and the Royals 1.5 spread, and then Giants 1-9. And we won a little change.
Cha-ching.
No Casamigos, though, sorry. Not on that.
Oh, I had a little one, too.
Yeah.
Had the luck. Was lucky to be able to go to a Jays game again on the Friday versus the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, man.
You know, just following my baseball after going to the Boston game, what, 2 weeks or a week ago?
Yeah.
I haven't seen my guy, Vladdy, hit a homer in a long time.
And what did we say in episode 1? Vladdy or Bo?
Oh.
Good to go.
So Vladdy, I haven't seen my guy, Vladdy. It was at least 7 or 6 games since he hit out of the parks, you know?
Yep.
Vladdy home run. Put it down. Mark it on the wall.
I saw it stamped there. I saw it stamped on the page. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Bottom of the 4th, buddy.
Line drive.
425. Dead center. Out of here. Ended up losing. But I went home with money in my bank account, so I'm okay.
Hey, that's all that matters, bro.
That's all that matters. We ain't making playoffs anyway, so don't matter.
Yeah, they gotta win like 30 games.
Yeah, it's slow still. Unfortunately.
Yeah, the bullpen stunks, dude. Man came in the game.
Handing out home runs. Jay's handing out what? I think the last
15 pitches, yeah. 4 runs. I was sick. I was sick to my stomach.
And last few games, we handed like 12 home runs, bro. It's a batter's practice out there for us.
I also don't like the new. I also don't like the new extra innings rule.
Mm. Oh yeah, when they start someone on second. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's a little single up the middle, then the man's coming home. Stupid, but whatever, man.
I would also like to preface that. I bet Lynch, myself, I am him, will no longer be placing baseball bets.
Baseball bets or baseball parlays?
Baseball bets. Anything that has to do with baseball, I'm good on that. No, sir, not I. Know why?
I'm good, love. Enjoy.
Honestly, I'm not one to bet on baseball.
But would you feel better if your Giants bet pulls through?
Yes, I would feel very good. But right now,
I'm scared. I'm on the fence with you. I haven't made a baseball party in a very long time.
I tried.
I'm doing single player props.
I'm one. Like, I've never bet baseball per se. I've wanted to watch basketball, football, soccer. So I bet those sports. Mm-hmm. This year I want to try a thing with baseball. And honestly,
it's a headache.
From the future bets I've made, that are all coming crashing down. The later on the season future bets I made, crashing down. And these parlays that I'm making. It's the worst. They'll be up, and then the next thing you know, bases are loaded. Grand slam.
Baseball's a very funny sport.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things can happen. There's too much factors.
And then the worst part is, like, the pitchers have to start.
And bullpens.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. You could have your starting pitcher starting. He deals for 7-8 innings.
Like, I'm tired of betting.
Bullpen comes to the game and gives up the lead.
I'm tired of betting. I'm tired of betting.
9 runs in 1 inning. Like, what are you guys doing, man?
I'm tired of betting the Jays because I know that. The thing is, you should take the Jays. If you're going to take them, you got to take them first 5 innings because the bullpen's going to come in and it's over.
Yeah.
It's an L. So, you won't be seeing any baseball bets being posted by I Bet Lynch on the page anytime soon. I'm going to be patient, and I am going to wait for the football season because the football season is upon us.
It's upon us. 2 more weeks.
Preseason is getting very interesting.
As is this game.
And as we all know, there's a lot of good rookies this year, so it should be interesting. There's a lot of interesting teams. From watching preseason, there's been a lot of insight that I've got from watching preseason.
Mm-hmm.
All the quarterbacks look good. Rookie of the Year, I know we gave out a Rookie of the Year selection on last episode, but now I'm very unsure of that selection. Because, yes, I said Najee Harris, but I'm telling you, one of these quarterbacks have to win it.
No, quarterback's definitely
going to win. Yeah, quarterback is going to win it. And the way the Chicago fans were chanting Justin's name when Andy was playing.
Yeah, if Fields, whether it's game 2, 3, 4, 5, if he gets on the field and starts winning some games, it's tough. Zach Wilson looks good, but I don't like the fact that he's on the Jets, so it makes it tough for him. And Trevor Lawrence, it's like the same situation as Zach Wilson of the Jets. It's two bad teams, and it's going to be tough to really break through. That's why with Trey Lance and Justin Fields being on better teams, if they get the chance to get the ball, it's going to be something very interesting.
And I think Fields gets on the field before Trey does.
We can't even sleep on Mac Jones, really and truly. Because I've been watching Cam. Cam doesn't look the greatest, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But when Mac Jones came in for the second team reps, he was really slinging the ball. Like, Patriots killed the Eagles like 43-9.
Yeah, and I can't really take Mac Jones. I can't even say I can't take Mac Jones. I can't really see these players play until they play the defenses.
That's true.
Week 1, 2, 3.
That's true. Because a lot of... Since there's only 3 games...
Yeah.
Really and truly, a lot of the starters don't play unless... A lot of the starters don't play unless you have a lot of rookies or a younger team or your team that wasn't good last year.
Or you're an old veteran that's trying to get their legs back to get warmed up.
For a bit, and they'll play like a snap.
Yeah.
Or two, or like one
series. Just to get the game speed in.
Yeah,
exactly. Muscle memory or something.
But... Yeah, the NFL preseason is coming to an end. There's one game left. I did make a preseason bet. I put out the poll on the page. I think it was 100% for yes to make a preseason bet. And I did actually make out a bet. And I did cash out. So I did cash out on the bet. Yes, I did. And good thing I did because... It doesn't look like these Saints are covering this game.
Yeah, good thing you listened.
Good thing I listened. So I took Las Vegas Raiders money line because Gruden, he's a preseason beast. I took Browns because Browns have a good team. They have a lot of talent. So I knew they would beat up on the Giants. And I took the under because a lot of these games are going under. I know last week it was 14-3, but I would say there's definitely more unders this week as well. And then I took... Sam Fran, Trey Lance, slinging. Lance looks good, man.
He is a cannon when he throws the ball.
Yeah, and he's mobile. You saw him really escape the pocket. You saw him really get out of pressure and pick up first downs with his legs. So that'll be very interesting to see. That one's tough. Because Jimmy G went in, he threw a pick. Trey Lance threw a pick as well, but he bounced back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you like to see your quarterback handle adversity well, and Trey Lance did that. So we'll see if... Well, we won't see a lot of starters in third preseason game either. So, well, we'll see. It's really just some people trying to make the roster. And then I did have the last leg was the Saints to cover this game.
Which was minus four.
They're up 3 right now, but...
No, what the funny part is it was 23-3.
Yeah.
It was.
So your cash out was probably looking nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's on lock if you didn't cash out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So the cash out game's a tricky one, man. It's very, very tricky.
It really depends on how much you put on, to be honest. Because sometimes the cash, you might just ride the wave at that point. Because they're giving you isn't even worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the way I look at cash out if I'm winning is...
50? Do you do 50%? If it's like 50% of the payout?
It's 50%, but sometimes I just cash it, and I'm like, I'm putting up 70 to win 100. I could lose the 70 if something goes sideways. I might as well cash out.
Yeah.
Because sports is anything can happen, especially in football.
And the cash out button plays games.
It'd be
wrestling with you. Today it was crazy. It was at $16. I'm like, yeah, I should probably cash out. It dropped to 12. I'm like, oh, why? Why? What happened? Nothing happened. Go back to 16.
No, it's the time.
They know, bro. They apps are always faster.
What bet was it?
I had a soccer parlay today. I had West Ham to draw or win. AC Milan to draw or win. I also had Sevilla to win. But the problem was, it was a bet builder with West Ham. It was both teams to score. both teams to get a yellow, and then West Ham win a draw. Mm. The way that it was, Leicester was a man down, I didn't see West Ham causing a foul to get a yellow, so I cashed out.
Oh. Right?
But it was a $10 bet to win 100, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was at like 16, and it dropped to 12. I'm like, yo, I have to cash out. Because
yeah,
luckily I did, because there wasn't a second yellow by West Ham.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were we talking about? I don't even remember. We went into soccer.
No, you're talking about the cover, the negative four, about your preseason.
Oh, yes. The betting preseason. Yes. So I did put in a preseason bet. Honestly, that was stress. I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't recommend it.
Not preseason.
It's tricky. If you're going to bet the under, that's a safe bet. But when the second string, third string is coming,
yes,
anything can happen.
Some of them start slinging it for no reason.
Big plays just happen.
They're trying to get a spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, end the game. What's going on?
They're trying to get a spot.
Yeah,
man.
First quarter, you're looking good, 17-7, 27, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Just it's still 20, and you're like, what the heck happened? Look at the score.
23-21. Look at that. You know? No cover. But hey, I'll take the Saints win. Who that nation? Let's go. Interesting. I am excited for the season. Just going to get to another week of preseason football.
Yeah.
We do have our fantasy draft coming up.
We do.
So yes, we can record that live or somewhat live.
We could do that.
Or have some footage and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We definitely post something.
Tweaking why, well, man's take my picks, but a man like me is not really worried, because the fantasy thing, I do that. You know, I win. I go back to back. Yeah. And stuff like that, you know. So I'm not really concerned. Others, who knows? But hey, I know I'm going to have my way, you know, having it.
I'll hurry Frank to knock
that. Yeah, I think we should get to where, like, how long it's been. It's been like close to an hour of recording.
It's been close to an hour recording.
Yeah, close to an hour recording.
We've been tapping.
Yeah,
it'd be like that. But I think we should. Do you guys have any picks to give out going into the weekend? F1 racing. Do we want to get into F1?
We get into F1. F1's back after the two week summer break.
F1 racing. It's really ever since the Netflix documentary.
And that one was a great. If you haven't watched it,
I would highly recommend watching it. Drive to Survive on Netflix.
As would I.
It has got me deep into this sport. So, I actually love this sport. They were on a two-week.
You love it? You really love it?
No, I really do, man. No, like, bro, Canadian Grand Prix next year.
Where's your F1 hat? I need to see you in an F1 racer hat.
Hey, but I'll get
Red Bull. I'm going
Mercedes.
Mercedes,
eh? Yeah, man.
You get a Lewis hat, eh? Yeah. Sir Lewis. You get a Lewis on your back, on your jersey?
Sir Lewis Hamilton, my guy, B. MBE. But, no, yeah, like, honestly, like, it's a really, really cool sport. Just being able to watch the top 20 drivers in the world go around the track at 300 kilometers an hour. It's absolutely insane.
These how do you get into that? It's crazy Like, I know they start from go-karting.
It starts from go-karting.
And then from there, just like, I want to go faster.
You want to go faster and faster.
And
just go up the
levels. Faster than...
It's absolutely insane,
That's insane. And then the Kentucky Derby, that's insane, too. Is that the one that they do 500 laps?
No, Kentucky Derby's horse racing.
No, so which one's the one where they do
Daytona 500?
Daytona 500, yeah. 500. Yo, bro, they're flying on the track.
Yeah, 500 laps in a circle, an oval. These guys are
racing is just crazy.
It's
a sport.
It's
for a lot of people, but
people might not understand, but like, they are athletes. They are athletes in top shape.
I know.
The reaction
is crazy.
To be able to be going down
a straight at 300 kilometers an hour, then break up and tilt to get down to 80 to hit a corner. Your head will fall off your shoulders.
And it's pedals. It's not like you're... It's just... You gotta control the pedals.
Your head will literally fall off your shoulders.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, even when... Yeah, from watching the docuseries, and I do want to get into watching an actual event.
A race?
A race on the weekends when it premieres. Because I never really watched a full day. A like, full how, does, how does it, like, how, what do they show? Like, how do they direct it or produce it? Similar to, like, how they would do for football or soccer. Like, what do they show you? Because there's so many racers. You can't, they don't really have a face, but it's by team, or say, by, yeah. like,
so first,
Mercedes
like,
or Ferrari or Red Bull, et cetera, and they'll go by team to team?
Yeah, pretty much. So first, you're like, you'll start off the race, you have the rear grand view to watch how it goes. And then, yeah, as the race progresses, you'll go from driver to driver on board.
Showing the leaderboard.
See on board, see how they're driving, watch certain takeovers that are happening. You also get to hear the radio between certain teams, mm-hmm. what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, you hear it.
And it's dope. Like, after the race, they talk to all the drivers, talk to all, like, the managers and stuff. And it's good. Also, like, they do it very good.
Mm-hmm. But I think well. Also what he's wondering is, like, how do they keep track of who's in what lead? Because in some races on the bottom, they show, like, 1 through 10 numbers, and they keep switching back and forth when they take leads.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what he's also referring to. Like, how do you keep track of people?
Well, yeah, but just in a whole, like how they broadcast it is what my question really was. Because, of course, like for when I watch football, like there's a lot of stoppages and they explain, mm-hmm. and then there's the commentators that break down things, right? Like there's commentators in racing as well.
Yeah.
Right? And they would break down why a racer did this or why they did that or what they need to do, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That insight would be interesting, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So like, I guess maybe 3 weeks ago when they had the British Grand Prix where Max and Lewis got into that famous crash on the first lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Race was red flagged for probably about 30, 40 minutes. Mm. So you have the commentators talking about, I guess, who they think is at fault.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go into talking with I guess how, let's say for soccer, how they'll talk to like a head ref,
yeah,
who they think like what who's at fault, and they'll do that as well. Talk to someone who they like, then they'll see who's at fault or who they think was at fault.
Right, right.
Then obviously I guess the stewardess who are like the referees end up making the decision and giving a penalty to whoever they felt was at fault.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like I said, I have to get into watching it because, like, from watching it from the way they
because it's a lot of politics, especially if you watch the documentary, you see, like, there's a lot of politics.
So they put forth the politics as well. You would see it through the teams, I guess.
Because especially after that crash, as soon as that crash happened, I guess Red Bull's manager, messaged one of like the head refs right away
and saying,
like, you can hear, like, yeah, I'm sending you this. Look at how they are on the track.
Yeah.
Lewis is at fault.
Oh, wow.
And then Mercedes messages him too. They hear it on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm sending you this. Look at this. And it's cool. Like, they go to the stewardess to talk, to plead their cases. And then, yeah. Like, it's cool.
Wow. Okay. So, do you want to give out your winner for the race? Where is it on Sunday?
They're in Belgium. They're in Belgium.
What's Belgium the Belgian Grand Prix race called? It's a Belgian Grand Prix.
The Belgian Grand Prix.
Oh, okay.
I think the racetrack is called Spa for short form. But as of right now,
what are the odds looking like? What are the top three favorites for that event?
Top two is gonna be Max and Lewis, both at plus 110.
And then the
next
drop.
you have Sergio Perez who jumps up to 1100.
So
it's a two man race. It's is an 8-point lead right now between Lewis and Max. So second half of the season. So,
Did you put through a season bet? I know we talked about putting through a racing season bet. And do you know how that works?
What do you mean?
Like how they accumulate points?
Yeah, by
through the season.
Yeah, by placing. By the places you finish in.
So a certain place gives you X amount of points.
Yes, top 10, you get points from top 10. I wish I could knew it off the top of my head, but I could find out for you in a second.
Interesting. So that goes out through the season. So as they place during these different Grand Prix and different races, they build up points.
They build up points.
Mm-hmm. So it's 25
to finish
for a
out
win.
The season.
Pardon? You got it? Perfect, yeah. So you get 25 points for the win. Second place gets 18, 15 to third, then 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, and 1. And as well as you get an additional, if you finish in the top 10 and you have the fastest lap, you get an additional 1 point.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, damn, that would be interesting getting into that as a season-long bet.
It's like, a season-long, yeah. It's
like, just bet Lewis and yeah, say.
Yeah, you just got to ride.
You got to, yeah, you bet. Realistically, you're gonna bet Lewis or Max and just let it ride.
Just say
and just let it ride at this point. Because, yeah.
Oh, man.
You could even bet constructors. So you could even bet whether you think, because they do the single, like the driver standings. Mm-hmm. Then they do what's called the Constructors' Cup. So
what is the constructor?
So basically, a constructor is either your Mercedes, your Red Bull, your Ferrari.
Like the team.
So the team points, yeah, exactly. Because I guess they get pulled together too, as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you could bet on that who you think your constructor is going to win right now.
Mercedes,
as well.
Gang.
Yeah, Mercedes up right now.
And they're always up.
Okay. Yeah. That's dope. That's a little interesting little tidbit on F1 racing.
Yeah, but me? I'm going Lewis. So.
Yeah.
All right. So for the Belgium Grand Prix,
Lewis won last year. I think he's gonna run it back.
So you heard it here first. Lewis to win the Belgium Grand Prix this weekend. Place your money down 1-2 units, however you're feeling. But yes, responsibly, of course. Should I go next, or Raz, would you want to give out your picks for the weekend or whatever is coming up? I don't know if there's UFC.
Yeah, I got picks.
Raz EPL. Always got picks.
EPL, Raz's picks.
Raz got picks. Yes, he does.
So, I got Leicester winning against Norwich, West Ham winning against Crystal Palace, and then I got Liverpool and Chelsea both to score.
Liverpool and Chelsea both to score.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad one. So Liverpool, yeah. Chelsea.
That's a very good one.
Yeah. Both to score. You said West Ham to beat Crystal Palace.
Yes. Leicester to beat Norwich.
And Leicester to beat Norwich. Nice. What does that give you? Did you check?
375.
I like plus 375.
I like that.
That's a good one. Write that one down. As we mentioned as the first that's episode. Write stuff down. When we say it, write it down. Don't forget. Or you can always just run it up, run it back.
Do you have
give
a lock?
Give us the listens.
Do you have a lock?
I don't have a lock, but I have a...
It's ching.
Yes, I do have a it's ching in. Ching. Perfect, perfect. Awesome. So I guess I'll round up my bet for the weekend. And I'm going to go with Manchester United. I have to go. Winning side. My Red Devils.
Yeah, I left them out of mine.
To win on Sunday. And I'm gonna piggyback Raz with the both teams to score, Liverpool, Chelsea. That's a good one. It's tricky though. I also like Leicester to beat Norwich. And I am going to go with City -1 handicap betting. So again, just to recap, Liverpool, Chelsea both to score, Manchester City -1 on the handicap, and United to win, and as well as Leicester to win. That gives me 9 + 938.
Jesus Christ.
So again, hey, I'm just giving out the picture free. You can ride it. Or you can just listen and watch. You could take 2 out of the 4.
You win.
3 out of the 4.
You win.
1 out of the 4.
You win.
Hey, man. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Yo. Should I give the people my bases loaded? 0 outs. 3 balls, no strikes. Home run. Green light. Free bet. 19 parlay.
it's a free bet.
So I just threw 19.
You have a free bet that you're giving out on Betway.
Nine teams. Hey, man. Go bigger. Free bet. Go bigger, go
home. You heard me when I said about baseball. So, Raz, Kojo, take it away.
No, it's soccer.
Oh, soccer.
I just meant, like, I was using it as an analogy, you know? Just green light. I'm just going for it. I'm born for the Grand Slam.
Oh, free soccer. Go ahead. Give it out. Go ahead. We have the big parlay by... Filthy picks.
We're going Everton over Brighton. We're going Tottenham Hotspur over Watford. Leeds over Burnley. PSG over Rams. Borussia Dortmund. need them to come back over Hoffenheim. Bayern Munich versus Berlin. Inter Milan versus Verona. Atalanta versus Bologna. Last but not least, Juventus over Empoli.
I hope you
have your $5 stake free bet. No charge to me.
Filthy picks.
Return 266.28.
Big parlays only.
So we'll see what happens.
Oh my gosh. That is a good one. But we'll see how that one rocks. Because it's very tough.
It's nine teams is tough. Early. Nine teams tough.
That's a milk crate.
But yeah, that is, hey, that is a milk crate.
If they're going to give me free $5, I'm going to go for it.
Right. Yes, that milk crate challenge. Good thing you brought that up.
Cause that is a milk crate.
Betting parlays.
These guys are trying to lose an Achilles like me.
No. People are bored.
Yeah.
But yes, back to what you were saying. Betting is like?
Betting is like these milk crate challenges that we're seeing all over the internet. And to describe it in the best way I know how, especially coming off my baseball parlays. Betting parlays is the milk crate challenge for sports bettors. You might get up a few steps, but you're falling hard eventually. There's always one milk crate that's going to throw you off.
It's insane.
But also, there's always one milk crate where you can roll a blunt and walk up and down.
That guy
and
was,
the thrill
yeah.
that guy's athlete.
Of win.
Yo,
smoke.
United States Olympics team, gymnastics team have to call that guy. I'm trying to see that guy on the balance beam.
That
guy is crazy, bro. That guy was.
No, did you see the one that dove off the top?
I've seen a lot of
it's
injuries, and
the World Star compilation is gonna be funny.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know how to start.
It's a distraction, bro. Like every time there's these little busset challenge, silhouette challenge, like something's coming. Delta variant is here. They're planning something.
So I heard there's COVID-22.
I've literally seen that on someone's story. They're selling milk crates for 99 cents now, man.
That's insane. Yeah. Brown people are laughing right now. They're
selling milk crates
for
99 cents, man.
That's crazy, man. Just to break my back. Yeah. Crazy, man. Like I said. But yeah, that was another episode of the Always One podcast. Thank you for coming along on this audio adventure.
Thank you.
Thank you for
please,
rocking with us. Thank
please,
you for listening.
Please.
Follow.
Follow us on our social medias. On Twitter, it is always1_podcast. On Instagram, it is always1podcast. No spaces. And we also have an app. We're streaming on Apple. This next episode should be on Apple,
yes.
Spotify, all streaming platforms.
Or wherever you listen to your
podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we should be there. The Always One podcast. Like, share, subscribe, 5 stars, ratings.
Tell a friend.
YouTube channel. Get that started up in no time.
It's coming.
You know, get some first quarter tweaks
yes.
for you to see live reactions.
Patience is keys, fellas.
Yes.
And always bet responsibly.
Always bet responsibly.
Within your means.
Yes.